Blog Talk Radio.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Shalom. Elohim, from a Hebrew point of view, glad to be back. We've been in a hiatus during the fall festivals, looking forward to getting back into a regular rotation and doing Yahweh's will. This is almost like a new beginning for us here at Beth Yahweh. We are going to have a whole week lineup. All the shows will be airing again, and we will be consistent in our diligence doing Yahweh's work. And I want to talk just a little bit about this show from a Hebrew point of view. And what was the thought when Abba Yah first gave it to me? The thought was to interview various Israelites from, not just from our congregation, but from Israelites from all around the world in different aspects of their lives. So we can show to the world a Hebrew lifestyle. Not just coming and reading the scriptures all the time, which we will always read scriptures here. Because that is our focal and main point. And it should be for every Israelite. Every Israelite, their main point should be the word of Yah. If it's not, then you have to question your walk. But we here as citizens of the kingdom of Yah, we keep his word. So this show, we will be interviewing priests, or if you may call them pastors. We call them priests, Kohen, Marais, teachers. Also, we will be interviewing sisters from all over. You know, sisters from a sister point of view, from a Hebrew point of view. We had a class about 6-7 months ago of how we get from the virtuous sister to the ratchet sister, you know, and we had like 5 sisters on, and they brought it from their point of view. Had a emo on from the age of, I'm going to say around 50-ish something to 18 years old. So we covered a broader things, a wide things, and from the sister's point of view. You also had a class on here about addiction. We had some brothers and sisters come on and they talked about their addiction, you know, because we can't think that this world don't touch us. We have to show the imperfections of us as human beings first and foremost, trying to live a holy life. And it's not always perfect. In fact, I don't even think I ever wanted to be perfect. Then we won't learn nothing. So we had some sisters and brothers come on it, and they were honest about their lifestyle and how Yahweh have delivered them from that. And I'm quite sure that there are Israelites throughout this world who have some type of addiction. So we'll be revisiting that in the near future. We also have a marriage class on here where we had marriage couples come on and talk about how is it being married and being an Israelite. You know, and that went well. You had some brothers from Buffalo, a brother from South Carolina, a brother from North Carolina, and different priests come and talk about this Israel way of life. You know, so we also talked to a brother that was doing maybe 20 years behind bars. He was, I think, 5 years in on his 20-year bit. We talked to him about how was it being a Hebrew or living a holy life behind bars. If you want, you can go back in the archives and you can dig that up. We will be revisiting that, if y'all are willing. We will also be revisiting brothers and sisters from around the globe, because Yahweh scattered us throughout the four corners of this earth so we can show an Israelite and Hebrew life living in this world system. Wow, so when Yahweh come to judge, nobody has an excuse. You won't have an excuse. You won't say, well, I didn't know about your Sabbath. Well, did you not see that brother and that sister and that family get up every Saturday morning and leave out their houses in the times that you talk to them and they explain some things to you? You won't have an excuse. I didn't know about your feast days. Well, didn't you see your coworkers take off around a certain time of year that you thought was Jewish holidays? They was my holidays, holy days, excuse me. That's a pet peeve of mine. Yahweh does not have holidays. He has holy days. I will correct anybody that ever say the holidays of Yahweh. He does not have holidays. He has holy days. So we won't have no excuse when judgment comes. He done that for a reason. He scattered Israel throughout the four corners for that reason. We also talked to the elders. Had a good conversation with the elders. You know, we're looking forward to talking to more elders from around the globe. I'm still trying to get together a show with a sister down in the Philippines. We got a brother over here in London. We got another brother down in Australia. Israelites, we're all over the place. We are popping up. We're coming out. Yahweh is raising his children up in these last days. So we can hear different testimonies from around the world. Maybe they'll help somebody who is seeking to come this way, but not too sure. Maybe Yahweh will use a testimony of somebody else's life to bring them on in and to let them know, hey, we're not perfect people, but we strive to live perfect. We strive to live perfect. We also, tomorrow, we will have the brothers coming together on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be talking about, it's called the Round Table, Why is the Bible Under Attack? So we'll have a group of brothers in Bible study talking about that very thing. Because we see in every avenue, and again, let me get back to the point. This show right here, 7:30, Tuesday nights, is for Hebrews. And for anybody else that wants to listen and is thinking about coming this way. But the main focus is for Hebrew Israelites. So if I say something about somebody else and you hear me just focusing in on Israel, because that's what this show is for. It's for Hebrew Israelites. So if you're a Hebrew Israelite, you should take notice. And you should see that the word of Yah is being under attack. So you should be listening tomorrow. I don't know exactly what time the show will be starting. I think it's starting at 7 o'clock. If I'm sure. If I'm not sure, I think it's 7 o'clock. that we'll be starting that show, breaking down why is the word of Yah or the Bible under attack, which it is. And you can't believe, you cannot understand or fathom how many ways the adversary is attacking the word of Yah. If you can think about it, if it crosses your mind, if you have an imagination, let it run wild. And he has gone beyond that. He has come every single way we can think of to attack the word of Yah. But he will not succeed. We also have Brother Harwell coming on Thursday, coming back with his show, Study to Show Thyself Approved. And we also will have a Friday show, Sabbath show, Sabbath Eve show. And we also, I believe, have Monday nights with Brother Yakir Allen. I don't know about Saturday and Sunday. Don't quote me on that just yet, but I'll get that information to you. And probably tomorrow, if you're tuning in, we'll be able to run down all the shows. I even believe that the name has changed from Kol Elohim. I'm not sure on that. Don't quote me on that, but just tune in tomorrow and you will hear. So we're trying to get busy here at Beth Yahweh to do the will of Yahweh, to get his word out there by any means necessary. You know, and just talking today, right? Some things have been on my mind. We just had the Million Man March, the 20th anniversary. And I saw some Israelites on there at the Million Man March, you know. And I ponder about that because it wasn't just a couple. It was a lot of them down there at the Million Man March. You know, I don't know if they were taking part of it because the Farrakhan said, come on, I need all my black brothers and sisters and brown brothers and sisters and everybody else who want justice or else, come on down. I don't know if they was down there for that. I don't know if they was there. Now, this one brother, I do know what his purpose was because he said it when I looked at his post on Facebook. And his whole thought was, it is a beautiful atmosphere to see all our brothers and sisters come together like this. The spirit is beautiful here. And I had to ponder about that. And I had to ask a question. How do you think Abba Yah feel about that? If I could have asked him a question, I don't usually like getting into post fights on Facebook because they are endless. Brothers and sisters will go on and on and on and on. And the scripture talks about not getting into endless debates. Don't get into them. So I thought about it. How would you feel about that? Didn't you say that? Matter of fact, let me go to that first scripture. My first scripture. I do have some scriptures I want to read to my Israelite family. And it's in Psalms 147. If I break out singing it, it's just because we sing it, 146, we sing it every week. This is one of our praises to the Father out of his own word. Yahweh have led the sisters and brothers in the congregation to be able to go into the Psalms and put a melody to it and bring it out in such a way that you just don't read it, but you sing it. And that's what they were. Psalms 146, starting at verses 3 through 10. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. Y'all hear what the scripture says? Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son. That means people with authority. people with positions, don't put your trust in them. Don't do it. Nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. There is no help for us in that, Israel. We can't go to this country. We can't go to the United Nations. We can't go to none of that to get free, to get justice or else. His breath goes forth. He returns to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. He's talking about when a man passes, when a man dies. That last breath that Abba Yah said in the beginning in Bereshit, that he breathed in Adam's nostrils and he became a living soul, that he takes back. And when that breath comes back from him, he only have no more thoughts. There's no remembrance to him at all. So why are some of us Israelites delving in divination? Let's move on. Happy is he that have the mighty one of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in Yahweh, his mighty one. Now, Israel, if we're not hoping in that, we have no hope. Nobody else can help us. Nobody. Nobody else has put us in this situation in the first place. But Abba Yah. So he's the only one that can get us out. Because of our disobedience, he has put us in this place. Which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, which keepeth truth forever. Namely, one man that made the heavens and the earth. Not one. They can't even duplicate it. Try they may, but they can't come up with it. You got some people, some scientists over here in Switzerland, CERN, trying to recreate the Big Bang Theory. All they're going to do is blow themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only black hole they're going to see. Is that hole when they finish messing with them molecules and those things that they have no knowledge of, is that black hole. That's the only hole that we're going to see, is the one they blew themselves up with. Because they can't, it was no Big Bang Theory in the first place. We read right here who made the heavens and the earth. Which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. Yahweh loosed the prisoners. Yahweh opened the eyes of the blind. Yahweh raises them that are bowed down. Yahweh loveth the righteous. No government going to give us that. Not one. Yahweh preserveth the strangers. He revealeth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked, he turneth upside down. Yahweh shall reign forever, even thy mighty one, O Zion, unto all generations. Hallelujah. Forever, family. Either we don't believe that the Creator still sits on the throne, that the one that took us out of a nation still sits on the throne, or we have more faith in that man, justice or else. Even when Minister Farrakhan, which I don't have nothing against Farrakhan, I think he's a very eloquent speaker. I think if you need some motivation, no different than a coach, he can do that. He's a great motivational speaker. But at the end of the day, is he going to lead you back to Yahweh? Is he going to lead you back to the one who brought us first up and out of Egypt? No, he's not. But what he will say is, you can have Yahweh, and over here, I can have Allah. We can't mix the two, family. We can't mix the two at all. It has to be one accord or none. None. some Farrakhan and brought a million brothers. And I must say, the very first time 20 years ago I was there, I was one of those million plus brothers in the crowd, fired up, ready to go back to my community and do some work. Because the brother, again, he spoke very eloquent. He moved my emotions. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about that on the way over. Many ways that we can do a teaching on emotions and the spirit. Because they're totally two different things. And 99.9% of the people, a very few people know that there's a difference between the spirit and emotions. Because emotions will fizzle out. That spirit will live forever. Spirit of Yahweh ain't going nowhere. And if you have it, you know the difference between your emotions and the spirit of Yahweh. You know the difference. There's a steadfastness in that spirit. There's a concrete in that spirit. And the emotions will have you all over the place. Have you riled up, ready to go jump off a building because you're emotional. Spirit of Yahweh will have you thinking logically, will have you in control. There's a difference. So 20 years ago, I was there. I was there. But within 20 years, I had met the Heavenly Father. So there was no more need for me to be there. There was no need for me to be there now. None whatsoever. So why would I go? What can I get out of going to the Million Man March 20 years later that my Heavenly Father have not already promised me even before I have knowledge of Him? Even before that, He promised me that He will be there. That He will bring Israel up and out. He is Israel justice. Oh, he's the only one that can say justice or else. What's or else? Curses. That's the or else. The curses at the bottom of the barrel like we are right now in this land, through in numbers like we are in this land, Justice or else? Commandments or else, be obedient or else. He has already said or else, and He has showed us what is the or else going to be. And look at the state of our people today. The or else has already came. When we read back in Deuteronomy 28:68, I shall take you back into slavery again. If you do not keep all my laws, statutes, and commandments, you will go back into slavery again, and read through the whole chapter of Deuteronomy 28. Read that chapter, and then look at the flight and the state of the quote-unquote black man here in America, throughout the Caribbean, and throughout the world. Commandments or else. He is the only one that can give that or else, and it come to pass. And you will see the fruit of that or else. I heard one brother, he was good. He was on point. He was like, what is the or else? Because people keep asking, what is the or else? The or else, we stop patronizing. Mm-hmm. We stop celebrating Christmas. We stop doing all these things here in this Western Hemisphere. And that was good. That was a good thing, I thought. Yeah, you're right, brother. Although I've been stopped those things for at least 17 years now. But the masters of our people have not stopped. They're still caught up in that part of the matrix. But what happens if we stop? What happens if we don't celebrate Christmas, Easter, Halloween, none of these things, and don't turn back to the Father? You have replaced one chain for another chain. Because that's not the order. That's not the whole of the or else. The or else once we turn back to Yahweh, then all our battles will be fought. I heard Farrakhan, yo, see, God going to judge this nation. He's going to judge this nation. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. He's going to judge this nation. Not just this nation, though. Not just this nation. Every nation that did his called out ones harm. But I tell you what, he's going to judge his people first. We don't talk that. We ain't going to say that. He's going to judge. He said, judgment begins at my house first. In heaven, we've been getting judged. We've been getting that or else for a good long time now. So let's go to Deuteronomy 4. And see what Allah has to say to us. And we're going to start at verse 27, family. But we're talking about justice or else. Or else what's going to happen? And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen, whether Yahweh shall lead you. Hold up now. The or else. Be obedient to my law, statutes, and judgments, or I'm going to scatter you. And where I scatter you among the nations, you're going to be few in number. You won't be great in number. You won't be unified. But remember, I am the one leading you there. Remember, we talked about that earlier. Yahweh scattered Israel throughout the heavens. He scattered us. And there you shall serve God, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. Hold up now. Man, I just said, the one thing I did wish I could do, if I could ask everybody who was a Muslim, raise their hand. Everybody who was a Christian, raise their hand. This was written thousands of years ago. We don't think that Yahweh knows what's going to happen to his people and what we are going to be doing. The last verse ended, 27 ends in, where shall lead you. So Yahweh have led you in these nations. He knew you were going to be hard-headed and stiff-necked. And we're going to be serving a stone. Where our brothers go and rub their hands on a stone, walk around it. I don't know whether it's judgment or not, but at least 700 of them died. Crampled, trembled, died. And wood. We wear that cross proudly, brothers and sisters. We wear that proudly around here. We carry that Christian crown proudly. Hold up now. Hold up, brother. Now you're stepping on some Israelite toes now because you got some brothers and sisters that are Israelites that call themselves the true Christian. Hold up now. Yahweh said, Jacob, I'm going to change your name to Israel. And I'm going to make my covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Now you show me where he said the house of Christian or there's a Christian tribe. And then I would believe in what you teach. But you have Israelites that believe that Yahweh have made a covenant with Christians or that things have changed from being a Hebrew to a Christian. No. Here, we're reading that right now. That you're going to serve these. That are not mighty ones. You will be serving them. They ain't mighty ones, though. Yahweh told us that. But it baffles me that an Israelite that would think that he is the true Christian, when Yahweh never made a covenant with a Christian, never. Matter of fact, I'm going to jump out of this, and I'm going to go somewhere real quick. Follow me, family, because we're going to talk. Amen. No, that's not it. Let me go here. Here we go. I'm going to Romans 9:4. I'm going to show you what every other person on the face of the earth that want a relationship with a power or want a relationship with the mighty one of the heavens, guess what he said he gave you? Who are Israelites? Brother Shaul asked the question. And sometimes Israelites, we are looking in the mirror and ask ourselves that question. Who are we? To whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of Yah and the promises? Everything. Yah have gave us everything. Who are you, Israelite? You're not a Christian. You're not a Muslim. You're much more than that. The adoption, you are a son or daughter of the Most High, of the Creator of the heavens and earth. That's what you are. No, you're not the true Christians. No, you're not a Muslim Christian or Muslim Israelite, because I've heard Farrakhan say a million times that we are the true Jews. We are the true Israelites. It's like he done jumped on that bandwagon too. Why? Because truth is coming out. You saw that. Okay, Farrakhan, you done came, you done took a step. Now bring them all the way and let them know that the reason why we're in the mess we're in, because we were disobedient to the Father. We're suffering the all else right now. But let's go back to where we was, Deuteronomy. Because there's a way to get back in the good graces of the Father. Back at 28. And there ye shall serve God, the work of men's hand, wood and stone, neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But if from this thou shalt seek Yah, thy mighty one, Yahweh, thy mighty one, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, where we are scattered in the lands of the nations, where we are right now, if we seek him for justice, then we'll get it. When thou art in tribulation, are we not in tribulation right now? As a people, are we not in tribulation? And all these things are come upon thee. If you want to know what all these things, you have to go back. You have to read. You have to go through this book of Deuteronomy, where he has given to our forefather Moses, for some of y'all who don't know his Hebrew name. And all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days. In the latter days, we are in tribulation. If thou turn to Yahweh, thy mighty one, and shall be obedient unto his voice, there we go. All we have to do is be obedient to him in the way of life that he have laid down for us. You want to turn this world upside down with? Be obedient to the Father. And I dare say, because I don't want to scare nobody, scare you off from walking this way of life, but you're going to have trouble either way if you don't. But you really want hell to come against you? Start doing what Yahweh asks you to do. Start being obedient. But the difference is you'll have the Father fighting for you. But now, without the Father, you are deceived. And you don't even know it. Ask Farrakhan. Ask him. Is he deceived in the way that he is going about teaching, in the way that he is going about living his life? Ask him. Is he deceived? I guarantee he tell you no. I have great wisdom when it comes to understanding his word. I done heard you sometimes trying to break down a scripture, and I was like, oh my God, man, you went left field. That the ball was hit over in right field. You were already in left field. Scripture don't even mean that. But that's neither here nor there. But you have so many ministers who are deceived in thinking that they are in truth, and they are not. Why? Because they don't want to be obedient and do it the way the Father say do it. They want to read it and they want to interpret it for themselves. They just don't want to do it. There's nowhere in the scripture that it talks about Sunday as the Sabbath. Nowhere. Nowhere in the scripture talks about a birthday for the Messiah. Nowhere in there. Nowhere in the scripture talks about a fast for 30 days. It talks about a one-day fast, but they don't a fast for 30 days. They don't talk about that. No way in the scripture. But Yahweh just said to us, we will be serving gods of wood and stone. Let me go back. And shall be obedient unto his voice. For Yahweh, thy mighty one, is a merciful help. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he swore unto them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that Yah created man upon the earth, and ask from one side of heaven unto the other. See, one thing about our mighty one, about our Creator, he always wants you to prove him. He wants you to prove him. Now you get other mighty ones, no, you can't ask him questions. Not else. He wants you to prove him. Matter of fact, go search it out. That's what he's telling them. You can ask from one end of the heaven to the other end of the heaven. You search it out, and then you come back and ask, tell me what you found. That's one thing that drew me here. That's one thing my spiritual leader would tell you. Hey, don't take my word for it. Search it out for yourself. Go behind me and see if I'm telling you the truth. And if you find something different, let's sit down and talk about it. Let's reason together. That sounds like a man of Yahweh that has been chosen and sent forth. Because most men that I know that call themselves pastors, ministers, priests, don't want you to check behind them and will get upset if you ask them a question. If you question them, will get infuriated with you. You don't ask me no questions. You don't ask, quote unquote, God questions. Huh? That's a lie. Scripture says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. Scripture also says, you get knowledge from the priest's lips. So, priest, I'm asking you a question. According to the word of God, that you should be able to give me an answer to. Scripture talks about that in Peter 2. Let every man be ready to give an answer, which is the hope that is in them. And you get back to where I was. And ask from one side of the heaven unto the other, whether there have been any such thing as the great thing is, or have been heard like it. What was this great thing that Yahweh did for our people? Did ever a people hear the voice of mighty ones speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard it, and live? You're talking about a legacy of a people. No other group of people on the face of the earth can claim that. You want to have pride in something? Have pride in that. I mean, you want to have a great feeling, because we know we don't need pride. We don't deal with pride. But you want something to feel good about. That you were in the loins of your ancestors who heard the voice of Yahweh. So that means you actually heard the voice of Yahweh too, because you was in his loins. Now you don't have, oh Lord, you done gone crazy now. That's scripture. Where the Hebrews, the book of Hebrews talk about where you ought to be teachers, now you have to be taught now. And that's Israel. Israel has to be retaught all over again. Why? Because we stay on fruitless matter. That's where we stay at. We stay on fruitless matter. About Esau. We're still teaching about Esau. We're still upset about Esau. We're still teaching that every time you turn around and look at YouTube, we're talking about Esau or just white supremacy. As if they had any authority over Israel. They had no authority over us, like Yahushua said to Pilate. Man, they don't have no authority over me. Esau or white supremacy have no authority over us. None. None whatsoever. It was because our disobedience, we are in the situation that we are in now. Has nothing to do with white world supremacy. Has nothing to do with Esau. And we can't go back to the same oppressor and ask them for justice or else. We cannot do that. Yeah, they may have a hand in it. They are being used by our adversary. Point blank. And I just don't believe in the Esau doctrine. I don't believe in that. And anyone who's teaching that, you have to show me that in the scripture. But the white man that's running around now is Esau. No. I don't believe in that. But I do believe and understand that we have an adversary, and he will use any people, any means to destroy Israel. Go into the Psalms. It talks about these nations taking crafty counsel against Israel and Yahweh's hidden ones. Do you think that man is doing that on his own? Well, is it what Brother Shaul told us? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities. Which one do you believe? You believe the book, or you believe what you see? You believe that there's man that think he has power, or you believe that there's a demon, an unclean spirit behind him, motivating him to destroy, to try to destroy Yahweh's people? By any means necessary. Which one you believe? And by the way you teach, we'll be able to tell which one you believe. Should we know which way our adversary is coming? Yes. Scripture tells us that. I would not have you ignorant of Satan's devices. Not of white world supremacist devices. Not of Esau's devices. He said, I will not have you ignorant of Satan's devices, of our one true adversary. And we can't fight him, not without the Father, not without the Son, who have already did the work and conquered him. If we get in line with that, then we have also conquered him. But the reason why we're still asking for justice or else, because we have not gotten in line with the work that's already done. That's why we're asking for justice or else. Or else I'm going to stop shopping on Christmas. That don't mean nothing. Who cares? You still won't keep Ramadan. You still going to church on Sunday? What that means? Back to the scripture, family. Yeah, I'll stop that. 34. Or have Yah a seed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptation, by signs, and by wonders, and by war. By war. So Israel, we're focusing on the wrong things. We should be preparing ourselves for war. If you believe in the scriptures, if you believe that, we should be preparing for war. And war always ain't physical. It's a spiritual thing. It may get physical now. Don't get me wrong. It may get physical. But for the most part, it's a spiritual thing. We got to tear down a lot of these doctrines. We got to defend this word of Yah. That's why he told the children, the sons of Yisrael, the men of Yisrael. Yes, women. Yes. In Exodus, he told the men to stay away from your wives for 3 days. So when you come up with Moshe, when Moshe come up, you can be around this mountain, men. So there's a duty for man, and there's a duty for the woman. We're not talking about that tonight. It's so much. So much. But we should be guarding, as he told them, to guard around that mountain which where he came down and sat on. So we guard that Torah. And if you don't think it's by war, or it's an army that Yahweh is building, then go read Ezekiel 37. We have heard of the dry bones. He said, and when they came, when all the skin and everything was back on these bones, say it was an exceedingly great army. You don't have armies, not unless you're thinking about war. Why you need an army if you ain't going to war? You don't need one. So it ain't peacetime, family. We ain't talking about peacetime. So y'all, we're going to have to do it again. We're going to have to come get a nation from a nation. Again, by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh, your mighty one, did for you in Mitzrayim before your eyes. If he did it for them, family, why we don't believe he'll do it for us? Are we not the descendants of Jacob's 12 sons? Are we not that? And he went and did that then and got us out of a nation. We should never have, the thought should never go to cross our minds, we need anybody else but Yahweh. Because the Assyrians, they didn't come and help us and get us out of there. The Jebusites didn't come get us out of there. The Canaanites didn't come and get us out of there. All these nations that was around Mitzrayim at that time and knew that we was enslaved, they did not come and get us out of there. Yahweh came and got us out of there, our mighty one. So again, you don't think these nations around the world today don't see what we're in? They're not coming to get us out of this mess. They're not going to come and get us, just like they didn't come and get us out of Mitzrayim, out of the iron furnace that the scripture calls it. They're not going to come and get us out of this. Only one can get us out of this is the one that put us in. The one that said justice, obedience, or else, he is that one. Unto thee it was shown that thou mightest know that Yahweh, he is mighty one. There is none else besides him. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee, and upon earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed. He loved our father's family. He loved that. That's true love right there. As for them, and brought them out in his sight with mighty powers out of Mizraim to drive out nations from before thee, greater and mightier than thee, than thou, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for an inheritance as it is this day. Y'all hear that, family? If Yahweh wanted to, he will come down, take this nation, and give it to us. But it's not time for him to show that might yet. But as he did in that nation, in Mizraim, he will do also to this nation and every other nation on the face of the earth. He will come down and he will take it by force and give it to his kids again. And this time when he do that, we shall never lose it. We will, nobody will never be able to come and take it for us. There won't even be an army great enough to fight. Know therefore this day, and consider in thine heart that Yahweh, he is mighty one, in heaven above and upon the earth beneath, there is none else. Therefore, thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and upon thou, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which Yahweh thy mighty one giveth thee forever. That is the only way, family, we are going to succeed. And I have a few more scriptures, family, but I'm going to try to get to them real quick. I'm going to go with the Deuteronomy 6, because it's about to shut off on me at 8:30. I wish it. Oh, man. Deuteronomy 6, I'm going to start at verse 20. And this is for you, Israel. And this is for all Israelites to proclaim why we serve the Mighty One. And when thy son asks thee in the time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Yahweh, our Mighty One, have commanded you? Then you shall say unto thy son, we were pharaohs. Y'all hear that? We were pharaohs. In other words, today we are Satan's. Bondmen in Mizraim in Egypt, and Yahweh brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And Yahweh showed signs and wonders and great sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in, to give us the land which he showed, he swore unto our fathers. And Yahweh commanded unto us, do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh, our mighty one, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is this day. And it shall be our righteousness, if we exert to do all these commandments before Yahweh, our mighty one, as he have commanded us. If we do Yahweh's will and be obedient, nothing can stop us. We won't have to worry about our children being shot down in the street. We won't have to worry about our young daughters shaking and dancing and being out there. We won't have to worry about that. We won't have to worry about going down the street and one of our own people robbing us. Wow. We won't have to worry about the police policing us. We don't have to worry about these vaccines that they are giving us to kill us all. We don't have to worry about the food that we eat. We won't have to worry about nothing. Housing, we won't have to worry about that. Because when we was in the wilderness for 40 years, our shoes didn't even go bad. It said the soles didn't wear on their shoes. Didn't get old for 40 years. I don't know, no Jordans can last that long. No Prada can last that long. Anything man does, it decays. But if Yahweh is with you, he will preserve you in everything you have. Obedience or else, family. Obedience or else. But I want to thank you for joining me tonight. Prayerfully, you tune in tomorrow and next week. Next week, I think we'll have Brother Mataya on. And I'll get that information for you tomorrow, too, and let you know what we'll be talking about. Shalom, family.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you, oh God, yeah. Oh, hallelujah. All the glory belongs to you.